The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today is a feast day that's theological, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. And everyone, of course, knows what the Trinity is, right? That we say that there's only one God, but God is three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that is hard to understand. But you know what's also hard to understand is what we say about Jesus. Jesus is, let's see, how many math majors are out there? I used to study math. Jesus is 100% human and 100% God. Wait, that doesn't add up, does it? How can he be 200%? But that's also what our theology teaches, is Jesus is truly God, truly man. And what I would say, these difficult to understand doctrines prove to us that religion is not made up. Because if we were going to make something up, we wouldn't make something up that doesn't make sense or is so hard to understand. And so essential to our Christian belief and understanding is God reveals God's self to us. Because we humans are, by definition, not able to fully comprehend God, or God wouldn't be God. God would be our creation. But we're God's creation. However, God does not contradict our human reason, but it goes beyond it. And so, because we believe Jesus is truly God and truly man, we're left with a little bit of a problem, right? If Jesus is God, when he prayed, who did he pray to? And when he's talked about the Holy Spirit coming to be another advocate, someone like him who would give to us the things of God, who would lead us to all truth, we have a hard time understanding that and the power of the Holy Spirit that was witnessed after his resurrection by the early church. And so what we've arrived at over the years trying to understand the revelation is that Jesus is truly God, truly man, and God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But yet God is one, and so we say three persons, but one God of the same substance. This doctrine was articulated through development of doctrine under the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the church. And the early councils of the church, the first seven councils called by the Roman emperor, called ecumenical councils that all Christian churches believe are authoritative, even non-Catholic churches, developed the creed that we say every Sunday. And the name of that creed, you know, is the Nicene Creed. And it's Trinitarian. It talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we see this gospel passage being fulfilled. The Holy Spirit is leading the church to a fuller understanding of God, and it didn't stop. Even today, we continue to struggle to fully understand God and how God wants us to live amongst discussions, conversations, councils, teachings, Sometimes disagreements, sometimes controversial things, but we work through it and over time arrive at what is the truth, or at least the best that we are able to understand it at the time, but we're always humble, recognizing God is ultimately beyond us, and it's always a step in faith to do the right thing. Now that's good theology, but what's that got to do with our lives? And here's what I love about the Trinity. It is very practical. You see, God reveals God's self not as a single person, but a community of persons, united in love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, but each who give of themselves to the other so perfectly, so completely, in love, that the three are like one. They're of one mind and one heart. And it says in Genesis something very interesting. It's hard to understand. It says, God speaking in Genesis, we shall create humans in our image and likeness. Sounds like polytheism or more gods than one. But if you think about it as the Trinity, we are created in God's image and likeness, but God is a community of love. And so we humans are created essentially to be relational and in communities of love ourselves, and that is how we most fully become human. Why? Because God is love, and love must be given, and love must be received. And so God creates humanity to live in community with each other and with God's self. And so when we broke that relationship, turned from God by sinning or turning our back, we fell out of relationship with God. And so too, our human relationships became wounded, sinful, hurtful, and we suffer because of that. And so God re-enters the world in a person, true God and true man, to draw us back into relationship with God, forgiving us our sins, but also giving us God's very divine life, the Holy Spirit. And when we receive that Spirit, we truly are back in relationship with God. And that relationship of love heals our wounded hearts and allows us then to love others and to be in better relationships with others, mending those relationships that have caused so much suffering and hurt. And so part of our Christian vocation and our humanity is living in relationships. And that makes us better people. Why? It's pretty simple, I think. And I know I'm not married, but I live in a community of friars. And I know it's tough to live in community sometimes. Don't tell Father Carlos. But he's not a problem whatsoever. But growing up, even when we're in our family, I'm going to ask you guys a question. You guys are all brothers? Are your relationships perfect? Do you ever fight? Do you fight sometimes? But when you do you try to say, I'm sorry? Okay, good. See, when we're born into a relationship, which we all are, sometimes they're difficult. But relationships cause us to be less selfish, to be changed by another person, to think of somebody other than ourselves, to be other-centered, and to try to become more loving, more giving. And our relationships are meant to challenge us, what can I give? How can I make it better? How can I help another person become a better person? How can this relationship, not so much what do I get out of it, but what can I give to it? And how can it make me a better person? Because being a better person is to give of self to other. And so relationships are an essential part of our humanity. And the most central part of our human race is the relationship of the family, father and mother on this Father's Day, how appropriate. And so essential to imitating God is living in a loving relationship and creating a family in which we bring children. And I know our families aren't perfect, but the better the relationships of the family, the more loving, more likely the children will thrive. Because when a person enters a loving community, that changes them. And so today's feast challenges us to work on our relationships, families to become better families, to forgive each other, to ask, here's a crazy question. I learned this in a marriage and family counseling session, a video. Have you ever asked your spouse, how's our relationship doing? On a scale of 1 to 10, how is our relationship? And then you might hear the answer, might be like 1 or 2, hopefully not, and say, how can we make it a 3 or a 4? Or maybe it might be a 6 or a 7. How can we make it an 8 or 9? And work on that relationship. We can ask our family and our children, how are we doing as a family? How can we be better? But you know what? All of us are in some kind of relationships, be it our schools, our communities, our workplaces, and ultimately, our church. One of the reasons we're having this survey that we are participating in, and our parish council is asking, how can we be a better church? So we're doing this in a church. We can do it in our families. But the reason is because the way we bring people back into relationship with God, the way we help people grow to become the most loving and the most complete and live up to their potential is that they be members and welcomed into a loving community. And so our relationships are important. Our relationship with God helps us to have better relationships with our humans, brothers and sisters, but also our relationships with our brothers and sisters that are difficult, and as if we ask for God's help to grow in them, can make our relationship with God better too. God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a community of persons united in love. So too are we humans called to live. Let's work on those relationships with God's help and having the courage to ask those we are in relationship with, how can this relationship be better?